Aircheckdownloads.com.
Firstly, it was The Chain from Fleetwood Mac. And there's Little Mix on Holiday. Woohoo! On Friday, the 4th of September, 2020. It was on this day in 1965. I love this story. The Who had their van stolen. It contained over £5,000 worth of equipment. It was stolen outside Battersea Dogs Home. The band were inside Battersea Dogs Home trying to buy a guard dog and their van was... Oh, the irony. I just love the irony of that story. The film Easy Rider with Jack Nicholson and Peter Fonda and Dennis Hopper, that opened in London on this day in 1969. The Sex Pistols made their television debut on this day in 1976 when they appeared on the Granada TV show So It Goes. Oasis created outrage at the MTV Awards in New York on this day in 1996. During the performance of Champagne Supernova, Liam Gallagher spat on the stage and threw beer into the crowd. The very first guitar that was torched by Jimi Hendrix sold on this day in 2008 for £280,000. Also, happy birthday today to Mark Ronson. He's 45 years old today. James Bay is 30 today. And celebrating her 39th birthday today, happy birthday, Beyoncé. Happy birthday, Beyoncé. She's 39 years old today. There she is with hubby Jay-Z and Crazy in Love on Wave 105, where Friday's Weekday Link is on the way in about 20 minutes' time.
Coming up in the headlines next, pubs report a big boost.
On FM, digital radio, and on your mobile, the South's biggest radio station, Wave 105.
The Chancellor has revealed more than 100...
She was on Strictly a few years back, wasn't she? Anastasia and I'm Out of Love. Before that, the current song from McFly. Yeah, McFly have been on Strictly as well. And Whitney, of course, How Will I Know? It's Friday morning show with Mark Collins. I'm here till lunchtime today. Good morning. Thank you to Tim Ratcliffe in Horndean. Tim has come up with today's weekday link. Details on the way in just a sec.
The Cash Register. Win life-changing cash every single day. Wave 105.
Yeah, we're ending this week with a huge amount in the Cash Register rollover. Yesterday's call went to voicemail. So, if you want to win £10,000 and you haven't texted the word win to 61025 yet, do it. £10,000 is up for grabs. Text the word win to 61025. It costs £2 plus your standard message rate. You've got to be over the age of 18. There are full terms and conditions and online entry for this Hits Radio Network's competition on our website. Basically, just text win to 61025 before 3 o'clock this afternoon. After 3 o'clock, a number will be chosen at random. We will call that number. If it's yours, please answer it within 5 rings. We will then ask you what today's amount is. You just say, oh, it's £10,000, exactly. You do that and the money will be yours, no questions asked. 10 grand into your bank account ASAP. Text WIN to 61025. Good luck.
The Cash Register, Wave 105.
Yep, thanks to Tim in Horndean. This is Tim Ratcliffe's suggestion for a weekday link. This is how it works if you've never heard it before. He sent me 3 songs. They are all connected in some way. All you've got to do after you hear the first 2 is suss out what that connection is. And then tell me what you think song number 3 in the sequence could be. 01489 481052 is my number, or you can email your answer to mark@wave105.com. Song number 1's next.
Oh, afternoon, Caesar.
Good afternoon.
Song number 2 on today's weekday link is Kate Bush with Wuthering Heights. Song number 1 being Dermot Kennedy with Outnumbered. Somebody has guessed it on the emails. Nobody's guessed it so far on the phones. I can tell you what it's not. It's not anything by Jack Johnson or Holly Johnson, although it could be. Carter, the Unstoppable Sex Machine. Doesn't get played that much on Wave 105, I must say. And if you squint, Gavin says, could it be Linkin Park? Oh, Gavin, you're going to have to squint a lot for that.
Wave 105 travel.
Slow on the northbound M3 around Winchester, junctions 11 to 9.
Wave 105!
Harry Styles, Falling. Spice Girls before that, with Stop on Wave 105, it's 20 to 12. Today's weekday link then, it's a lot of guesses coming in there. And again, there are a lot of songs it could have been, a lot of artists it could have been as well. Thank you to Tim and Horndean for suggesting these three though. Dermot Kennedy with Outnumbered was song number one. Wuthering Heights from Kate Bush was song number two. Could it be anything by George Clinton? Yes. Mary Wilson. Hooverville by the Christians. Anything from Taylor Swift would have done. Emil Ford and the Checkmates has been guessed. Walking Down Madison has been guessed as well. Madison Avenue as well could have been. Anything by Grover Washington, Wilson Phillips, Jackie Wilson. My favourite guest though, Clint, thank you very much. Is it Nelly the Elephant who packed a trunk and went off to the circus with a Trump, Trump, Trump? Genius. Absolute genius. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, fine. Good. Got 2 weeks off, so I'm D-Mob happy at the moment.
Yeah, and you've got the dogs tomorrow, haven't you, as well?
I've got Dogstable tomorrow, yeah. I'm looking forward to that as well. Yeah, good.
Okay, I'm going to go back to 1980s, The One Hit Wonder, and it's called Tantalize by Jimmy the Hoover.
And you are spot on, Chris.
Oh, wow.
You are spot on. Excellent. Have a lovely weekend, and thanks for your call.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Song number three on today's weekday link, Tantalize, whoa, whoa, wee, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Jimmy the Hoover, in celebration of US presidents today. Dermot Kennedy was song number one. There's John F. Kennedy. Kate Bush, take your pick from George Sr. or George Jr. And Jimmy the Hoover, Herbert Hoover, who I believe was a president during the 1920s. Thank you very much to Tim in Horndean for suggesting those three songs as a weekday link. Another one, Monday morning at 11:15.
Aircheckdownloads.com.